So let's do a quick recap of the verses that we discussed yesterday. We commenced with ruku number 2 of Surah Al-Mu'minun. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa laqad arsalna Nuhan ila qawmih faqala ya qawmi a'budullaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayru afala tattaqun. We sent Nuh alayhi salam to his people. He said to them, O people, worship Allah, for you have no god but him. Do you not fear? فَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ The leaders who were unbelievers from among his people replied, مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتَفَضَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ What is he but a human like you? He wants to be superior to you. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَأَنزَلَ مَلَائِكَةً Had Allah willed, he would have sent angels. مَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي آبَائِنَا الْأَوَّلِينَ We have never heard of this among our ancient forefathers. So the leaders of the community said, we sense he's got an agenda. He wants to be prominent. He wants to be in charge. He wants position. That's why he's claiming to be a prophet. If Allah really wanted to send a prophet, why didn't Allah send an angel? Why did Allah send a human who's just like us? What makes him so special? We haven't heard of anything like this from our forefathers. This is something new. This is something very, very strange. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ بِهِ جِنَّةٌ فَتَرَبَّصُوا بِهِ حَتَّى حِينٍ He's nothing but a human who is possessed. So keep an eye on him for a while. Either he knows exactly what he's doing, he's got an agenda and he wants to gain prominence and position, or otherwise he's been afflicted by jinn, man. Keep an eye on him. Let's see if he heals from it and he comes to his senses. This is what the leaders were telling the people. Nuh alayhi salam preached to his people for 950 years and eventually he said, Rabbin surni bima kadhabun, O my sustainer, help me for they have belied me. All my endeavors have proved futile. Only a handful of people have accepted. The rest, they don't want to accept. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds. We pick up the discussion from there. Verse 27. فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ أَنِسْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْيِنَا فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا وَفَارَ التَّنُّورِ We sent an order to him saying, to Nuh alayhi salam, build the ship under our eyes and by our command. Meaning, build the ship as we tell you. Then when our command comes, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا When Allah's command comes, وَفَارَتَّ النُّورِ And water gushes forth from the oven. That was the sign for Nuh alayhi salam, that when water started to come out of an oven, that he must know that's the commencement of the floods, and he must take, he must now commence with his own journey. Which oven? Tannur. In Ma'riful Quran, it's mentioned an oven from which, you know, you produce flat bread. Some say it was a specific oven in a masjid in Kufa. Others say it was in Syria. Others say the entire earth, in a sense, could be considered a tannur, an oven. And therefore, the meaning here would be not very literal, but more general in that when water starts to gush forth, when you see the initial water. Anyway, first look, فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّنْ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ وَأَهْلَكَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلُ مِنْهُمْ Place on board the ship a pair from every species. So from every species, a male and female, so that species can continue after. وَأَهْلَكَ And take your own family as well. إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلُ مِنْهُمْ Except those on whom sentence has already been passed. Meaning, those who refuse to believe, even if they are your family, like your son, you don't take them on board. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا And do not plead with me on behalf of those wrongdoers. إِنَّهُمْ مُخْرَقُونَ It's already been decreed that they are to be drowned. They are surely to be drowned. Even though it's your own son, O Nuh, he had an opportunity, he didn't listen, then that's his consequence to bear. فَإِذَا اسْتَوَيْتَ أَنْتَ وَمَنْ مَعَكَ عَلَى الْفُلْكِ Once you and those who are with you have boarded the ship, فَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي نَجَّانَا مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ Then say, all thanks are due to Allah who saved us from the sinful people. All thanks are due to Allah who saved us from the sinful people. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَنزِلْنِي مُنزَلًا مُبَارَكًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْمُنزِلِينَ And say, O my sustainer, cause me to alight with a blessed alighting. You are the best of those who cause to alight. Alight meaning, let my coming off the ship now also be blessed. Let us be blessed now in going forward after the deluge and after the floods. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتِ وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَمُبْتَلِينَ In this are signs, and it is he who put man to the test. Meaning Allah says, we gave you signs, O people of Nuh. We put you to the test, but you failed the test. وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَاهَا آيَةً فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ As Allah says in Surah Al-Qamar, we allowed it to remain as a sign. Now is there anyone to ponder over it? ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ قَرْنًا آخَرِينَ Then after them we created another generation. That's the system of Allah. Allah doesn't need you. If you don't respond positively to the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that will produce another generation. وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. And in many instances, they would be better than you. فَأَرْسَلْنَا فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ أَنْ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. We then sent to them a messenger from among them saying, the same thing, worship Allah, you have no deity other than Him, do you not fear? Which messenger was it? It could be Salih alayhi salam, and it could be Hud alayhi salam, who followed Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So the message was the same when these other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came. The message did not change. And Allah did not stop with one messenger and say, okay, I gave you one chance and now it's over. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam after that to continue to other nations and to subsequent nations to remind them of their responsibility towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.